What is good, y'all? It's your girl Bria, and I just want to welcome you back to Bria Chronicles. So first and foremost, I just want to mention this is my fifth episode, and for someone who did podcasts in the past, couldn't get through episode 2 or 3, I'm genuinely really proud of myself because I've been consistent, I've been locking in, I've been dropping episodes, I've been having topics, I've been doing good on the cover image. Like, what? I've been locking in, I'm telling y'all. Like, I really wanted to do podcasts for a long time, and this is my year to do it, you know. I don't have any distractions. I don't have any certain schedule to follow. Like, this is all on my own timing. So, yes, I'm very proud of myself. And then I'm even more prouder of the people who's been listening, tuning in, even with one or two people. Thank you so much. Like, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I don't mention it in every episode or every other episode, but I just want to know you are appreciated, and thank you. And keep tuning in. I hope you keep tuning in. Come on, we locked in. Locked in. All right. But, you know, I'm just getting started, so I'm only going to get bigger and better. You know, if other people come along the way, please, by all means, join the family. Join the freaking family. But, all right, y'all. I'm sorry if I'm talking a little fast. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I've recorded this episode like 1,000 times. I'm hoping this makes the final cut. So, if it does, y'all getting raw, uncut version. Because I don't be editing like that. And I purely don't feel like editing this week. So, hey, that's probably also why you don't hear music as well. I just wanted to do an episode where I just wanted to hear y'all, you know, not hear y'all, but y'all hear me talk. But yeah, but the topic I have for y'all today is pretty interesting. It's like a story time, not so a lesson. But before we get even into all of that, we're gonna have two things we're gonna talk about. First, we're going to talk about a recap of last week's episode. The main thing I want to highlight on is the fact that it was my birthday. And I want to tell y'all what I did for my birthday that weekend, just because I just wanted to, you know, even if you probably didn't care or wasn't paying attention, or it's like, I'm not really listening, I don't care, I'm going to tell you anyway. I want y'all in my business because it was really fun. And if you follow me on social media, you definitely saw pictures. So there was pictures and videos, and it was lit that weekend. So I just want to recap and tell y'all what I did. And then the second thing, we're going to talk about our mental health, our mental note, like rate your mood. I want you guys to rate your mood as well, but you don't have to tell me or comment. Just, you know, take a minute to think about your mental. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. So, like, just think how your overall week was. So, yeah. All right. Let's get started. Recap, birthday weekend. So as y'all know, my birthday was last week on Friday. That's when I dropped the episode. So that was my birthday. I turned 22 and I had birthday shenanigans festivities planned. Yes, I meant to use both. Shenanigans and festivities. I had planned for like Friday and Saturday, but it was like 3 different things you could have came to, because like, we grown, we have a life, and everyone that I do invite or everyone that wants to be invited, like, I try to make it so, like, you can at least come to one, if not all. So, like, okay, you have plenty of opportunities to come see me and you didn't take advantage. So, like, I don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, birthday festivities. I went to 2 bars on Friday night. I went to, if you're from Naptown area, Indianapolis, I do recommend a 16-bit bar. Now, I do recommend you Ubering, you know, because parking is a bitch, I bet. I'm unfortunate and fortunate enough to not have a car. So, like, I don't know what it is with the parking. If you can find somewhere that late at night, that's dope, because I don't think they're charging at that point, but I don't know. Don't quote me on it. But I Uber up there. It's no fee to get in. Just, you know, obviously have your ID ready. If you've never been there before, usually the bouncer might sit here and bring you inside and tell you about the place a little bit. So it's an arcade bar. No food, by the way. Just drinks and games. They have classic retro games. So if you ever been to an arcade, it's kind of like that. They had pinball, well, not ping pong, pinball. I wish they had paintball. But they had paintball. They had a slide, like an adult slide. It was so fun. I went down there like a few times. My friend got on video as well. So that was lit. I had two drinks there. I didn't pay for it. I had a sip of this popsicle drink that my best friend had got. And that's what I guess they were famous for. It was cool. And then I had got this blue drink. And that tasted good as well. Definitely tasted liquor. But it tasted good. All I remember, it was blue and had gummies. And it turned my tongue blue. So it was lit. It tasted nice. I was damn near drunk coming in because pre-game. You know, if you know, you know. I do recommend pre-gaming before going out to a bar because bars can be expensive. Like I said, if I didn't already say it already, at the arcade bit bar, no entry fee, but the drinks was like, I don't know if it's just me, but it was expensive. Like, it was $13. Like, dang, $13. Yeesh, do you not see how the economy is nowadays? $13. That's barely a meal, but you can make it. You just got budget friendly. But yes. And then I wanted to dance. You know, I'm all drunk and everything. I'm like, man, I just want to dance. I want to vibe. So we went to this other bar called the Metro. That's also downtown. It's like in the Mass Ave area, just to put it out there. And there was an entry fee for that place. So, like, have your ID and $10 ready. They do take card, because that's what's up. Because I sure don't be carrying cash like that. So, $10. The drinks made up for it, though, because it was only $5. So, that was dope. I had taken two shots there. These, like, mango spicy shots. I don't know. It tasted spicy. Or maybe I could have just been that lit. I don't know. And then, yes, we took shots. Oh, I took shots. And then my friend got me a shot. It tasted all right. You could definitely taste the liquor. And then I had got a Long Island drink. Luckily, all the, like, cups were short. Because, like, I know Long Island, it's just, like, multiple liquors in one. So, it's like, after that, I was definitely done. I was just dancing for the rest of the night. And then we all took our butts home. My friends did give me a present, though. They got me, like, a basket full of goodies. I really appreciate it. They recorded a video of them singing happy birthday to me and giving me my basket. So, that was pretty dope. I appreciate them so much for that. That was kind of unexpected, honestly. So, but I really appreciate it. Unexpected in a good way. Like, oh my gosh, what? Like, yeah. But yeah, I appreciate the gifts. Unfortunately, though, if I could put some out there, I just wish I had gotten myself a cake. Because, like, even though I don't eat cake like that, it's just weird to not have a cake. Because I want to make a wish. You know what I'm saying? So, but I still had fun. It was lit. So, Saturday, I went out to dinner to Cheddar's. It was cool. They had croissants, and then we got food. It was pretty dope. Good pricing as well. So, 10 out of 10, I do recommend. And then after the dinner, I had a game night. We played, like, multiple board games, like Monopoly and stuff. And some of them we made drinking games, some we didn't. I made sure I gave everybody water, though, to be like, all right, I want y'all to be lit, but, like, know y'all limit. And also, I want to sober y'all up. So, like, those who's driving can drive. And those, like, you know, everyone's just, like, not uncomfortable. Or, like, not have a huge hangover in the morning. Because them hangovers be horrible. Y'all, I had a hangover Friday night. You know, because Friday night I was drinking so much. Saturday, I felt horrible. So, yeah. But yeah, y'all, that's what I did for my 22nd birthday. I'm hoping for great things for my 22nd year of life. And I'm just hoping for good vibes, yeah. And that was conclude my birthday festivities. Thank you for everyone who participated. Thank you for everyone who came through. And thank you for everyone that got me a gift. Thank you. If you didn't give me a gift, still thank you. Because, like, we grown now. I'm not expecting gifts at this point. Like, I give some to myself. But, yeah. But, all right, y'all. Let's talk about our mental. And then we're going to move into the topic. Mental. Rate your mental 1 through 10 and elaborate why. I'm going to give it a 7. It's been a long, draining week, y'all. I feel so fatigued and my allergies is really kicking my butt. So that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. But, and it could be better. But it is what it is, and we still up and thriving, and it's okay. Because it's spring, you know. Allergy season is upon us. But yes, 1 through 10, 7. If you guys want to rate your mood as well to yourself, just, you know, have a mental check, go ahead. Feel free, please. I will give you a few seconds, a moment of silence. You rate your mental yet? All right. All right, y'all. We finna get into the topic. Before I get into the topic, I just want to put a trigger warning. Like, we're kind of talk about abuse and health issues. So, if you don't, you know, if it's a trigger or you don't want to listen, like, this is the time to click off. Again, going to give you a few seconds. Okay, if you're off, goodbye. If you're here, hello. So, we're going to talk about the 19th theory. For those who don't know, like, first, I would just say look it up on TikTok, Instagram, and even Google. Dr. Google at that. But I'm going to tell you my definition. 19th theory. I feel like the 19th theory is when you meet the worst person you're going to date. That person is going to make you go through your healing journey again. Your self-discovery. You know, character development. And you even got to be a female. It can happen to males as well. You could date the worst female ever. And they're there for your character development. You know, either some's a blessing or a curse. Unfortunately, it's a curse. But it's a curse that help you for your development. It's like, how are you going to know what you don't want if you don't experience some things? But I would say, like, 0 out of 10, do not recommend experiencing abuse. If a person put their hands on you, period, leave. I don't care how hard it is. Leave, because that situation can turn deadly real quick. Please, I urge you, you know, feel free to look up the number for abuse hotline. I don't have it on me right now personally, but yes, I just wanted to make that, you know, PSA real quick. Anyway, I had 2 people I considered for my 19th theory, but one of them, I did not date them at that time. So, there was a situationship, so I will not count them. But yes, I had 1 person. I did date them. And because, like, it was so toxic and draining, it felt longer than 8 months that I dated that person. But when you're having such a bad time and you're so down, like, it feels like time go fast. And you're thinking, I've been in this relationship way longer than I have. And it's like, really? You haven't even begun yet, girl. Or boy, like, you haven't begun. And then there was red flags throughout the relationship as well. You know, it was codependency. You know, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to spend time with your significant other, but the fact that it has to be 24 hours a day is a problem, you know. And there's also nothing wrong with being on the phone with your significant other a lot, but you shouldn't be on the phone all day. It's like, okay, I have a life, and I hope you have a life too. Please, let's go live our lives so we have something to talk about. It's like, it's not even about, like, I'm tired of seeing your face. I want something to talk about when we do see each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be like, well, we're literally with each other all day, so, like, there's no story to tell. Versus, oh, yeah, so my work day was cool. I did this, I did that, or you went out with the homies, or you went out with the girls. Like, you know, I want something to come back home and tell you about. And I don't mean home like y'all live together, but like, okay, I'm home. Let me call him or her. You know what I'm saying? When you have free time. But yeah, like, me and that person would do that a lot. We gonna call this person Z. That's not even the initial, but I'm not gonna get too federal. But yeah, he was abusive also towards me. He mentally abused me, emotionally, and physically. He didn't straight up sat here and slap me or hit me or nothing, thankfully. But, like, he would touch me aggressively, hold onto my arm tight when I'm, like, let go. He would say a lot of things. He called me on my name a lot of times. And, you know, you would think, okay, did you do anything to provoke him? You know, first, no. But second, even if I did, you know, it still don't give you a right to be physically aggressive towards someone. It don't give you the right to hit them. It don't, like, you don't have none of that rights because they started with you first. Like, if it gets to that point, then y'all need space. Also, another thing, like, they didn't respect my boundaries. So, like, if we got into it, I'm like, hey, can, you know, let's have some space because I don't want us saying something that we'll regret later or we didn't really mean to say. And he would just blow up my line, like, nah, I don't want space. This isn't that. That's just going to mean you want to break up. Da, 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 da. Well, if you being like that, then hell yeah. Because what? I can't even get space from you to think. I'm not thinking about Dane. I need to break up with him. I'm thinking like, Dane, you know, we got into this bad argument. I don't want it to happen again. So let's come up with a solution. I need some time to think about it. And there would be times where I did elaborate like that to him, and he would still freak out. So, yeesh. I'm saying, like, I'm not going to mention this as much. He put me through something that was, like, so traumatizing to go through. And then, like, I had to go through it, like, not alone, but alone. Finally, we decided to break up, and at first we were going to be friends, but personally, you shouldn't be wanting to be friends with a person like that, especially if they put their hands on you and everything. Like, they don't deserve to be in your life, period. You deserve better. So, but, you know, as you have to coexist with your partner. That partner can't be your whole entire life. So, but yeah, like, I would say, like, it gave me true character development. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I don't want from a man. I know what I do want. I know, like, how much I can deal with or how much I'm willing to deal with before I decide to walk away. Like, I know, like, if someone don't respect my boundaries, like, they don't respect me because, like, you know, you don't have to understand it, but I try to get people to understand because that's just me. That's just my nature. So, but yeah, y'all, like, it was just so bad. Like, we got in a fight, like a physical fight, like shots was thrown. Like, I scratched him in the chest. He threw me on the ground, swinging me around. Now, who started the fight, the world should never know. But let's just say I wasn't in the wrong. You know, if you defending yourself, you're going to do anything to get that person off of you. And then, like, I'm trying to walk off because I'm like, you know what? We're not going to sit here and fight. This is not right. I'm going to walk off and cool down and go home. I suggest you do the same. You know, then bro stole my wallet. I had to call the police to get my wallet back. Now, then and there, I should have put a restraining order, but I didn't. Because I'm honestly was scared to even talk to the cops for real. Because, like, I just said, look, I just want my wallet back. Like, I was trying to leave. It's embarrassing because I left my key at his place and he wouldn't bring it back. He wouldn't come see me to bring it back. So I had to do it. And it was just so bad. It was so bad. And it happened such a minute ago. So, like, some of the memories is a little hazy. Because, like, I made myself purposely forget. Because it was just that traumatizing, y'all. You know how, like, you know, some traumatizing happened to you. You just go into shutdown mode. That's kind of how I did with the memories. Like, all right, I don't remember this. Like, what? This happened? But, and so that's why I might feel like, oh, she's not talking about much. This is because, like, some of it, I, you know, I'm not quite ready to share. And then also, too, as well, it's been, like, ain't been that long. But, like, I try to erase stuff like that out of my head. So, but yeah, y'all, I don't think I have anything else more to speak on the 19th theory regarding my story. I just want to put a few things out there, like, it's never okay for someone to put their hands on you, man or woman. Woman, it's not okay to put your hands on a man. Man, it's definitely not okay for you to put hands on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that was your parent or your little brother and sister. Like, you wouldn't let that slide, so don't let it slide. Don't do it at all, actually. If you're in an abusive relationship and you feel like it's hard to leave, please use your resources, call a number, call the hotline, leave, because you don't want the situation turning deadly. I'm just grateful that the situation I was in, it wasn't as bad as others, you know, who has experienced one, but it could have got deadly real quick. So, or it could have got bad, period. So just leave, leave, girl. You deserve better, and you gotta know that deep down, like, I deserve better than what I'm getting. It's gonna be a journey, but be excited for the journey, you know, and for the result, you know, like, oh, I'm excited to get that, but enjoy the journey as well, because, you know, it's your journey that takes you to become the person you are today. But yeah, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed my episode. Thank you for tuning in, and I will hear from you. I won't hear from you guys. Y'all will hear from me next week on Friday. And I hope you guys have a blessed day. And thank you for tuning in. And I hope your Friday and the rest of your weekend go great. Bye. Your girl Bria signing out. Mwah, 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 mwah.